Jeff King was the first musher to pull into White Mountain. King's team overtook Allie Zirkel somewhere outside of Koyuk, but he says he wasn't sure if he'd managed to maintain that lead.
Because as I have done many times, I underestimated the speed of her team or what she'd get out of it, but she's only a few minutes behind me in Elam. So she must have had a great run too, because mine was really, really, really great.
As teams leave Elam, they have to tackle a few steep climbs before they drop onto a frozen lagoon where the trail's mostly glare ice this year. It's also a route notorious for high wind, so King was more than happy for the relatively calm weather.
The teeniest little gust of wind and we all just blew. Oh, if it blew for real, there'd nobody get up there.
Despite a lack of wind, Allie Zirkel was surprised by how slippery the trail was.
Pretty interesting. I wouldn't have guessed it'd been like that, but it is.
Zirkel's lead dog, Keto, also threw her for a loop as she was leaving the checkpoint in Elam.
She chewed both of her tug lines, and I guess that one was almost chewed all the way through, and so I had him right about on the pack ice, and I went, ready? And she went, boom. Just like 20 miles an hour. Meow.
Zirkel found Keto sitting in the trail waiting for the rest of the team a short while later. It's just another story to add to a long list of mushers' mishaps this year.
So funny, this part of the race. You like look forward to the race all year and then you enjoy the race and then you get here and you're like, oh my God, I want it to end.
If 58-year-old Jeff King arrives in Nome, he'll be the oldest musher to win. He'll also be the second musher to win the race five times. Whoever makes it to Nome first will likely set a new race record, but they'll have to find a way to fend off teams that are still gunning from behind. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in White Mountain.